Harper and Harper Audio present Flopping in a Winter Wonderland by Jason June. Performed by Jason June and Sean K. Jane. To Zach, for being the best big brother a kid could ever hope for. I love you, bro face. And to Andrew, for being the best little sis a gay could ever hope for. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal! Aaron.
So we've got about half an hour until fireworks, both literal and maybe even metaphorical.
Casey mimes making out, wagging his tongue back and forth. He makes the weirdest moan sound, too. It's a mix between a printer getting jammed and a golden retriever whining when he's hungry. If those are the sounds you make when kissing Raquel, I'm surprised you've made it this long together, I say. My brother pushes me, fake affronted, until his forehead furrows into an innocently concerned scowl.
Wait, what?
He snatches his phone from his pocket and his fingers fly across the screen.
Babe. Do I make weird sounds when we kiss?
If she says yes, I know Casey will be devastated. My brother's been in love with love since he first realized what it was, crushing on Disney princesses and pop stars until he was old enough to date. He dove headfirst into love in the sixth grade when he lent the new girl, Raquel Strickland, some lunch money. They've been together ever since, over 8 years. They're both sophomores at UC Irvine, and they've never been apart for longer than 3 days. They are the epitome of codependent. Casey can't do a single thing without bringing Raquel up. They've even got a ship name, Racy, and they use it in a cutesy, read disgusting, way whenever they're about to have sex.
Bro, go for a walk. We need a little Racy time.
I throw up in my mouth every time he says it. With the text sent, Casey glances at his home screen, which shows that sunset was at precisely 4:44 p.m. Thanksgiving fireworks on Newport Beach always start exactly 1 hour post-sunset. People come after stuffing their faces with turkey and plop onto the beach and ooh and ah while they think about all they're thankful for. At 5:17, we're nearly to the start, upon which Casey is convinced I will have my first kiss during the romantic bursts of colored light. With whom exactly? Doesn't really matter to him, just that it happens. This stretch of sand is packed with locals and SoCal tourists, one of whom is allegedly going to go down in the history books of Aaron Mary's life. My life.
Anybody nearby piquing your interest?
Casey asks, his hazel eyes scanning the crowd underneath his mop of disheveled dark blonde hair.
What about him? Just look at the way he fills out those undies.
I follow his gaze to the very ample ass of a guy in a brown Speedo with red, yellow, and orange feathers protruding from the butt, like a turkey. I don't know. He's really dressed for the holiday. You know how I feel about people being too on the nose with a theme. Casey rolls his eyes.
I'll never live down telling you to go to prom with Beret Barry, will I?
Mais non.
Prom was yet another event where Casey thought he was going to find me my first kiss. One Night in Paris was the theme, and I was a sophomore while Casey and Barry were seniors. Barry had just been dumped by his boyfriend, and Casey thought the romance of the night would be the perfect way to get Barry out of his funk and me out of my relationship dry spell. Does it count as a dry spell if you've never actually been in a relationship? Either way, Casey's so in love with love that it's been his life's mission for me to feel the sparks too. But that prom wasn't it. Barry was cute, but one look at the beret he wore and there was no way I was going to kiss him. It was all just too eager. Like, what if the theme had been under the sea? Would he have come dressed as a crab or had sequined scales on his jacket? I couldn't stop thinking of him trying to kiss me with fish lips. And it was all over for the rest of the night.
Wait, bro, what about him?
Casey nods to a guy whose face is buried deep in his phone, his skin illuminated by the glow of the screen.
He seems the right
Sample complete. Ready to continue?